To European protesters, this may seem a way to help the Chinese people. But Chinese aren't exactly excited about what's happening along the international leg of the torch relay and take it as a shameful thing. Ma Xianming works for an insurance company.
If the torch relay does not progress smoothly, it would be a compromise from the Chinese government towards the protesters. We not only have to continue with the torch relay, but also have to tell the world loudly that we can do it.
IT manager Zhang Ziqing felt that the country lost faith.
The separatist behavior has really depressed us because it's such an important occasion for China to be holding the Olympic Games. Tibet cannot be separated from China. The way the Chinese government dealt with the Tibetan issue was good.
University student Li Luqing thinks protesters picked the wrong place to voice their opinions.
I'm a little bit angry about what they have done. I think they need some sort of channels to express what they are thinking, but they should use proper channels for doing so.
People outside China's political center Beijing are also doing what they can to ensure a smoother torch relay. Over 20,000 Chinese gathered in southern China's Henan province to pray for the torch and the coming games. 29 former Olympic gold medalists showed up at the ceremony and chanted with the rest of the people on a rainy day. In Beijing, I'm Kitty Bu, reporting for Reuters.